Time now here on RNIB Connect Radio to hear all about a gala concert by the Joyful Company of Singers at the Cadogan Hall in London on Sunday the 16th of October, not only to celebrate their musical director Peter Broadbent MBE's birthday and being honoured with his MBE, but also to showcase a new piece of work by blind composer and musician Zoe Dixon, who is also their new composer in association. And I'm glad to say that both Zoe and Peter join me now here on Connect Radio. Hello and welcome to RNIB Connect Radio, Zoe and Peter.
Hello, thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Peter, we have talked before here on Connect Radio about the Joyful Company of Singers and how you like to champion the work of blind and partially sighted musicians and composers. Before we come to talk about the gala concert and the premiere of the new piece of work by Zoe, would you mind just giving me a brief bit of background to the Joyful Company of Singers?
Yes, of course. It's a choir which started a long time ago now. I was lucky enough to have a friend who sang for me in another choir, who was anxious to start something new and to try something a little bit different. And together with her, who she was a businesswoman, a very, very powerful character, we established a chamber choir. The aim of the choir when we started it was to be able to perform music of all periods, but particularly contemporary music, and to encourage new contemporary music. The members of the choir who auditioned in the first place were from all sorts of different areas, but all very high quality singers and very good sight readers, which was a fairly essential part of it, but also all very good characters, very happy to work in a collaborative and enthusiastic way. I don't like music making to be too serious. I mean, I want to take it seriously, but not to be too serious, if you understand me. So that's why the name Joyful Company of Singers we arrived at. We spent ages looking at all sorts of names, but the Joyful Company seemed to fit what we wanted to do, and the fact that we were working mostly in the city, it has a sort of resonance of the guilds and so on, which explains the title.
And Zoe, I know you've performed a couple of times with the Joyful Company of Singers, which must be, you know, really fantastic for you as a blind composer and musician. But you are also now their composer in association. How does that feel for you?
I'm so honoured to be in the role of composer in association for the Joyful Company of Singers, and I'm so grateful to the choir for giving me the opportunity to work with them. I'm hoping it'll be a really fruitful partnership over the next year or so.
And Zoe, you've composed the first work which will be performed at the gala concert, so not too much pressure there. the piece that you have composed is titled O Come Let Us Sing, and I wondered what was sort of the background to the piece, its inspiration, and how you composed it.
Yeah, certainly I can talk about that. So the piece is a setting of lines from Psalm 95, which begins, O come, let us sing to the Lord. And the reason I chose that text is it's so appropriate to the message and the whole purpose of Joyful Company that Peter's just discussed. I thought it really resonated with the choir and with the whole sort of philosophy of the enterprise. And so I thought that would be a really appropriate thing to set for sort of my opening statement as composer in association. In terms of how I composed it, it's very much a case of the words coming first. So I would look at the words, and when I read words, I sort of the music suggests itself. So I'll start off with the soprano line. So da 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 da. No spoilers, obviously. and it all kind of emanates from that starting point, from that place. And it's as I say, a very kind of word-driven exercise. So I don't believe in sort of music overtaking the words that are being set. I believe in music sort of sculpting and sort of putting the words on a sort of in a display case for people to listen to. And then obviously the music and words sort of working in a sort of symbiotic way. And hopefully that will come to life in my latest piece. I'm sure the Joyful Company will do it absolute justice. I'm very much looking forward to hearing them perform it on the 16th of October.
And Peter, after Zoe's opening piece, what else will the Joyful Company of Singers be performing at the Gala concert? And will you be conducting on the night too?
Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, absolutely. Yes. I don't let anybody else get up. That's not true in time, because we work with other conductors. But it's a fairly eclectic first half. Zoe's piece, I asked her to write something which had, you know, a sort of joyful start, and it certainly is. It's lovely, and I love the description there of presenting the words, and that's exactly what it does, and that's exactly what all good choral music does, I think. Really, nearly all choral music begins with a text. We're following it with a piece by Michael Tippett, which is one of the pieces which was written as the garland for the Queen in 1953 for the coronation. So 11 composers, I think, set pieces for a celebratory concert. And that was what, very early in my decisions for the programme. It seemed appropriate to celebrate the Queen's Platinum Jubilee. And unfortunately, of course, circumstances have changed a bit, but the programme hasn't, because it's still is very celebratory piece and really has the energy and joy that a wonderful reign did. So it's called Dance Clarion Air. Then we're singing a couple of pieces by Paul Reed, who was a composer who died tragically young, and there are two pieces that he wrote for the Joyful Company. It's called Seascapes. Yeah, a little. It was a group of three. We're doing two of them. Very, very beautiful music. Followed by a piece, an unusual piece by a Finnish composer, Jaakko Mäntyjärvi, which is called a Canticum Calamitatis Maritime. The text is in Latin. This piece tells the story of the sinking of a ship, of a car ferry, in 1994, when a great loss of life. After that, we have another sound setting by Hungarian composer György Orbán, who I happen to know is a very fine composer. And then a couple of lighter pieces at the end of the first half. One by Toby Young, which we commissioned some years ago, and a lovely little piece by Brian Kelly. So that's a very eclectic, but largely English first half. And the second half is two major composers, Frank Martin, his Mass for Double Choir, which is a wonderful work, where we will be joined by a lot of singers who are coming from all over the country, from where they live now, to recreate the choir for them. So there'll be about 60 singers in the second half singing the Frank Martin, and a couple of movements of Poulenc's wonderful Figure Humaine to finish up with. So it's a big concert, it's a big programme, and it's going to be great fun, I think.
Zoe, what's sort of next for you with the Joyful Company of Singers after this gala concert? Are there any more pieces of work that you're working on at the moment?
Absolutely. In fact, I have just sent in a final draft of the next piece that audiences will be hearing. So that's the setting of Isingvor Maiden, and that will be on offer in the Christmas concert. And then over the course of this sort of concert season, so the 2022-23 season, there will be more pieces from me. Those are sort of as yet to be confirmed, but yes, you will definitely be hearing more of my work via the Joyful Company of Singers over the next year or so.
I have to say that the first piece that we spoke about is terrific, and the carol setting there is absolutely beautiful. It really is really lovely, and this is the first time we've worked with composers before, and we've done a lot of first performances before, but this is the first time we have actually had a composer in association, and I couldn't be happier with the way in which it's developing. It's terrific.
And Peter, if listeners would like to find out more about the Joyful Company of Singers, book their tickets for the gala concert at the Cundachan Hall on Sunday the 16th of October, and hear the wonderful premiere of Zoe's new piece, O Come Let Us Sing, where can people go to find out more and book their tickets?
The place to go is www.jcos.co.uk. and you can find links to booking tickets and everything about the JCS there.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Zoe Dixon and Peter Broadbent, MBE, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio, all about the joyful company of singers, your gala concert, and of course, Zoe becoming your first composer in association.
Many thanks for having us.
Thank you, Toby.